All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Tuesday, March 26th of 2024. Looking ahead, we have a four-game NBA main slate tonight, as well as a big 12-game NHL slate. Baseball is approaching faster and faster with opening day on Thursday here. If you guys missed it, we did release an MLB focused video earlier today. You can catch that over on our YouTube channel. I will show it when we get the show started. But for those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. You get your questions in one of three ways. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and we do the show on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So tune in and get your questions answered. But before we get started, wanted to call out some of those YouTube videos that I mentioned here. So two new videos, one released yesterday, what's new in SaberSim for MLB DFS in 2024. Just talking about a lot of our new features and things that have been released since last MLB season here. And then we released our How to Beat MLB DFS in 2024 Sport Guide, which is another awesome video, very well produced and well done. So shout out to Jordan and our team working on those things. So baseball is right around the corner, expecting to have projections up sometime tomorrow. We did still have spring training games going on today. So I was told that projections should probably be up sometime tomorrow. So be on the lookout for those so you guys can start tinkering and messing around and running some builds prior to opening day starting. But with that said, we're going to get SaberSim pulled up and we are going to jump into our first question here. So it looks like our first question came in from Travis. And this was like a little bit after our show ended yesterday. Travis asked, SaberSim covers a lot of sports. I'm playing in the NBA and NHL right now. Are there sports where it's easier to make money? Well, I wouldn't say easier, right? I think some of that is like a little bit tricky. It's like, okay, if a sport is easier, then probably more people are going to play that sport. And then, you know, the edge kind of dissolves and that just kind of like happens over and over and over again. I'll tell you where, you know, I think our models really shine. You know, I think esports is something that we're really good at. I think MMA is like another sport that we're really good at. Some of these like niche sports where there aren't that many projections around the industry. You know, maybe like the prize pools aren't big enough for a lot of other, you know, people to be deciding to build these publicly available models. So from what I've heard, our League of Legends and CSGO and MMA models are really, really strong compared to what's out there. So I would say that, you know, check those out. All right. Question from Zachary. Zachary said, what's the best way to use back testing? I went back to Sunday's NASCAR contest and it took a lot of tinkering in order to get the sim to spit out the lineup that won. Can I chalk that up to just variance? Is back testing like that even effective? Or would I be better off at looking at sim ROI in contest flashback? Okay, good question. So the first form of back testing where it's like, hey, what buttons do I have to press in order to generate the winning lineup? You know, pressing those same buttons, you know, is not going to guarantee that you get to the winning lineup the next week. So I would avoid that part. I would more spend my time looking at, hey, how do my lineups grade out? How do the best portfolio of lineups in my contest grade out? And then even contests you're not playing or you're not maxing out, right? Like go and look at the flagship. And look at people who are, you know, spending the most money on their entries because chances are like they've built up a bankroll from winning and they're probably doing something right. And like the more you play DFS, the more you're going to see like familiar names and, you know, you're going to like learn like who the big players are, right? So like if we go back to Sunday for NASCAR here, let me go back to the cup race. I actually don't know who's maxing these contests. So let's go to contests. Let's go to all. And we'll just do the biggest prize pool, right? 100K to first, $15, 150 max. So I mean, so, you know, you're spending at least 3K in entry fees here. And let's go to users. So what I'm saying is, like, you don't even have to play this contest to come in here and like study what the best players are doing, right? And then when I come in here, sort by sim ROI and, you know, some familiar names, right? Garns 222, Shady Advice, Elusive Smoke, Nerdy Tenor, right? Awesomeo's up here, Sully Bro, right? You know, a lot of big names, Mach Lovin. And, you know, you can come in here and, you know, see how some of their portfolios grayed out, right? Like, I don't know if Garns is using SaberSim or not. It doesn't have a logo, right? So, you know, his portfolio grades out the best. Like, go and study what he did. Like, is just like the raw number of uniques of these like top sim ROI portfolios, right? Like, all of these are six player formats, you know, probably hunting for an optimal here. And a lot of these best lineups are getting really, really unique, right? So like, that's something that stands up off right off the bat. So I would probably spend my time more doing this as opposed to trying to find the winning lineup, figure out what buttons to press. So glad you're asking yourself those questions about what is a better use of your time. All right, jumping to our next question here. And next question is going to be from Red Wings. Question says, if I am to reserve all varieties of lineups for NBA, 20 max, single entry, 3 max, 150 max, of all different varieties and contest sizes, what is the best method to attack the contest sims? Should I do three separate builds and group them? Also, when I late swap, what I need to do individually based on the contest, or do I just need do one late swap and then filter the individual contests on the contest sims? Okay, so our DFS profit plan, which is our contest selection framework that we created through contest backtesting, what we found was that 20 maxes, 150 maxes play very similarly, as well as single entry and 3 max also play very similarly. So what we recommend, if you have time, is to do two separate builds, one for your single entries and 3 maxes, one for your 20 max and 150 maxes. So when you late swap, you would also have two late swap builds. So when it came time to late swap, I would go and open two separate late swap tabs, one for my single entries and 3 max, one for my 20 max 150. So however many builds you do pre-slate is however many you should do in your late swap. The thing with late swap is that, you know, in the pre-build, I could have 5 to 10 contest sims, right? I could have 5 to 10 contest sims built all at the same time. Well, I can fill those individually, like one at a time, right? So like, say I'm in this build here, you know, I could build 20 lineups. I could save to my contest. Well, you can't do that in late swap. Unfortunately, that's not how it's set up. So what you would have to do is, if you wanted to use multiple contest sims, you would basically need a different swap build for every contest sim that you plan on using. So honestly, I mean, I'll tell you the way I use it. You know, news breaks so late in NBA, especially like this time of the year, you know, we're getting really late in the season, where I just run everything in a single build. And, you know, I just use one contest sim. It's usually like the contest that I care the most about. You know, that's not perfect, but when news is breaking super late, it's better to get something in than nothing in. So I think one thing that you could do is build all of your lineups as if they were 20 max, 150 max. And then if you have time, open up a new build and then go and do your single entries and 3 maxes. That way you at least get everything done the first time. And then you can go back and dial in some of those smaller entry contests if needed. So perfect world, you have two builds pre-build, you have two builds in your late swap. But, you know, if you got to do it all together, then, you know, unfortunately, sometimes you're just in those time constraints. All right. Next question from Sammy. Sammy said, with MLB on the horizon, best videos to use as a refresher. Thanks. Sammy, check out those two MLB videos that just dropped between yesterday and today. Those are going to be your best resources. Covered those a little bit earlier in the show here. All right. Next question, last question in the Discord, and then we'll jump over to the YouTube chat. Geometric mean. I watch the video every week when I'm building PGA. Can you give another refresher on how PGA would differ from MLB, for example? Yeah, of course. So really, it just comes down to a couple things. It's going to come down to how many players are in the player pool. It's going to come down to how big the ownership percentages are as well, right? Typically, like in like NBA Showdown, geometric mean is going to be really important. That's because there's only about like 10 players on each team that are probably going to see the court, right? So like your effective pool is like 20 guys, and then you have like captain and flex, and probably only the starters typically are viable even in the captain. So like your working player pool is like 30 players, right? So when the smaller the player pool, the more impactful geometric mean can be. Now in golf, when, you know, we're doing these big tournaments, 150 golfers, the ownership tends to get spread out a little more, right? Like if you look at like NBA Showdown and, you know, it's like a Milwaukee and somebody else, like Giannis is probably going to be, you know, 60% in the flex and like 25% in the captain, and those ownerships get really high. Well, in golf, you know, you're not always like gonna see guys above like 40%, so the ownership gets a little bit spread out. But what I would do here is go to golf. Let's see if we have projections for this week. So we do, right? So if you sort by ownership, Scotty's like the highest owned golfer, like 46%, and then a big drop here. So you can do this two ways, right? Looks like you're on the ultimate plan. So if you're not on the ultimate plan, what you can do is go to your settings, go to lineup rules, and then you could set a geometric mean rule here. So it would be like my own geometric mean no more than X. And the way that you would solve this is you would say, you know what, let me just bring this up. Bring up my screen. Word typically works fine for this. Okay, so what you would do is it's the number of dupes that you want to be under. So let's say 5 dupes divided by number of entries in your contest. And then that goes in parentheses. Then you do to the power of 1 divided by, and then this is number of players in lineup. So this would typically be 6 for golf, right? So you do 5 divided by, let's say there's, 50,000 entries. 5 divided by 50,000 to the power of 1 divided by 6. So then what that looks like, if we pull up our calculator now, is parentheses 5 divided by, we had 50,000, 1, 2, 3. And then we're going to do to the power of 1 divided by 6. And we would get 0.215. So this would be 21.5 in the app. So then what I would do here is I would go to the app. And then I would say my own geo mean no more than 21.5. So I would only do this if you're not on pro or ultimate. Okay. So if you're on like standard or starter, this is the way I would do it. Now, if you're on pro or ultimate, what I would instead do is not set the rule pre-build. I would run my lineups. Just waiting for lineups to go here. All right. See if this build kicks off. And just... did I activate that rule? No, I did not. Okay. Lineups took a little bit to go, but they went eventually here. All right, 200 lineups is enough for my example. So now that I'm in the post build, if you don't have one set up already, I would go and set one up. Go to your sorting metrics, go to add metric, and then you want to create a custom metric that says my and then I just named mine so I know what it is. So then now that that's set up, what I could do is one, I could sort by this, right? I can come in here, sort highest to lowest, and it'll show me what the highest geomean lineups are. So our number was 21.5. Well, we don't have a single lineup above 12.65. So then even if we went back and redid the math, you know, chances are we might not even get near this. So in these super large golf fields, even, you know, and we have like the cut, duplication isn't going to be super impactful, but when you're playing these like 40 golfer fields or even like 70 golfer fields, then it'll become a little bit more important. But basically you could use it as like a lineup filter. I can come in here, add a filter and say, once I have that custom metric, I can go geomean, show me lineups with geomean less than 10, right? Since I saw 12.65. And then what it'll do is it'll go find all the lineups above 10 geomean and put them directly in the trash for you. And then now the top one is 9.99. So that is how you use it on as a rule and as a custom metric and post build filter. All right. Good question there. Jumping over to the YouTube chat. John said, hit that like button. I'd appreciate it. Thank you. All right. Ryan said, Andrew, do you stop playing NBA once MLB starts? Good question. I don't. That's really just because I'm an NBA grinder. So there is sometimes a point late in the season where, you know, NBA gets really, really challenging, almost like unpredictable. I don't think we're at that point yet. You know, that might happen like second week of April, like in like the last week of the season. That's when it gets like really, really challenging. I think the playoffs are fun. I think NBA Showdown is fun, especially in the playoffs. You know, we get some really good contests. So I'm going to keep playing NBA and mix it in with my MLB action as well. All right. Looks like we're all caught up with questions here in the Discord and the YouTube chat. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here tomorrow, Wednesday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. I'll see you all. Thanks. Bye.